गोलोकनामी निज भामि कले तपस्या देवी महेश हरि भाम सुतेषु तेषु एत प्रभाव निचया भूतास्त येन गोविंदमादि पुरुषम तमहं भजामि। ब्रह्म संहिता वाज कंपाइल्ड बाय ब्रह्मा, इट्स वेरी ओल्ड बुक, इट वाज पिक्ड अप बाय लॉर्ड चैतन्य फ्रॉम साउथ इंडिया एंड ही वाज ट्रेवलिंग इन साउथ इंडिया इन अ टेंपल ही फाउंड दिस बुक एंड इट्स वेरी ओल्ड। फॉर्मली देयर वाज नो प्रेस, if anyone wanted some book, he would have to copy it from others. That was the system. Their books were not available, just like nowadays we have got printed thousands and thousands of copies. That was not available. So this book was, two books were collected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from South India. One book is named Krishna Parinamrita. That book was written by one of the devotees, a very great devotee, Dillamangal. His life is very interesting. He was a too much prostitute hunter. And in one incident, his dead prostitute gave him an expression, oh, you have got so much attraction for this skinny body. If you have had such attraction for Krishna, I do not know what you have done. Oh, one to be done. Yes. This is called reference to the context, because he does, gentleman, in his previous life, he cultivated Krishna consciousness to the highest degree. But somehow or other, it was stopped. And as soon as the same thing was pointed out, he began again from that one. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Even if we do not perform the whole process of Krishna consciousness, whatever we do, that remains in effect, that is never lost. So this Vilamangal Thakur, from that prostitute's house, he became a saint, you know. So he wrote a very nice book, Krishna Parinamrita. Krishna Parinamrita means pleasing to the ear. Anything about Krishna is pleasing to the ear. So he wrote a voluminous book, Vilamangal Thakur. That book was collected by Lord Chaitanya. And along with that book, this Brahma Samhita was collected. So in this Brahma Samhita, this verse appears, Golokonami Nijadhami Kaleta Pasya. The supreme planet in the spiritual sky is called Golok Vrindavan. And all other planets, either in the spiritual world or in the material world, all the universes, they are all in just a setup. So, Golokonami Nirdhami Talita Kasya, underneath that Golokonami, there are different planetary spheres or systems, Devi, Mahesha, Haridhamasu, Teshitesh, Devi Dham. This is called Devi Dham. This material is called Devi Dham. Above this, there is Mahesha, Sivalo, Devi Mahesha, Haridham. Haridham means this Vaikuntha. Devi Mahesha, Haridham, Teshu Teshu, in all those systems of different kinds of planets, Teshu Teshu, Teshu Prabhava Nityaya Vihitasu Jena. Every planet, every spiritual atmosphere or material atmosphere, they have got some particular, special, every planet. So that is designed by Krishna. See, it is from Harmonitai. Every planet has specific influence, just like in the moon planet. the specific feature is that it gives you cold light. Moon planet is never hot. And similarly, in sun planet, it supplies you heat. You cannot expect from any other planet heat or any other planet this coolness. They are designed by the Supreme Lord. Everything nicely. Created from harmony, that specialty is designed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, Govinda, the reservoir of pleasure. So everything designed by him is full of pleasure and it is full of perfection. Govindam Adipurusham. Adipurusham is the supreme original personality. Tamaham Bhajan. I worship him. Yes. That is the instruction. I do not worship anyone. I worship Krishna. That's all. Brahma says, so we also coming from the same desired expectation to worship Krishna, Brahma. Then from Brahma, Narada learned how to worship Krishna. From Narada learned Vyasadeva how to worship Krishna. From Vyasadeva learned Madhvacharya how to worship Krishna. Then from Madhvacharya learned Madhavendra Puri. Similarly, the disciple succession is coming, Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, then his disciple succession, Sarup Damodar, Sarup Goswami, Krishnadas Goswami, Alavi Buddhavasan, Krishna Chakravarti, in this way, there is a disciple succession, beginning from that Brahma. But that Brahma, in a structure, Govindam Adipurusam Tamaham Balla. I was the Supreme, original personality of Godhead, Govindam. The Govinda Bhajan is the prime factor for all worshiping Indra. Even Shankaracharya was impersonally, at the last stage of his life, he advised everyone, Bhajagovindam Muramate. प्राप्ते सन्निहिते खलु मरणे नहीं नहीं रक्षति दुखिं करम ये एडवाइस यू फूल्स यू आर टॉकिंग अबाउट फिलोसॉफिकल स्पेकुलेशन ग्रामेटिकल मीनिंग एंड एक्सट्रीम और दीज आर ऑल नॉनसेंस यू कैनॉट सेव योर सेल्फ बाय डूइंग दिस व्हेन देयर विल बी डेथ गोविंद कैन सेव यू Shankaracharya is supposed to be the incarnation of Lord Shiva. So, he also advised Govinda Bhajan, Brahma also advised Govinda Bhajan, and we are also under the same principle following the footprints of those acharyas. We are also advising the Govinda Bhajan. The Govinda Bhajan, it is coming from time immemorial. It is not a new thing. So, one should profit if he engages himself in the Krishna consciousness Govinda Bhajan. In the Padma Purana also, there is such references, it is said there, Sudhana Parabhamna Antare Virajanadi Vidanga Sidada Sida Janitai Sai Prasthavita Suha Tashyapare Parabhamma Tripada Bhutam Sanatanam Amritam Sastatam Nityam Anantam Paramam Param. There is the material world. This material world is within the Mahatattva compass. You have seen the picture, Mahatattva compass, and that Mahatattva is full with water. It is called causal ocean, and beyond that causal ocean, there is spiritual world. It is Satyapare Parabrahma. Parabrahma means spiritual God. And Tripada Bhutam. Tripada Bhutam Sanatam. Tripada Bhutam means this material manifestation is only one part energy of the Supreme Lord. This inferior energy is only one part manifestation of the universe. The three-fourth manifestation of energy in the spiritual world. And that is Sanatanam, that is not subjected to creation and annihilation. As this material world is subjected to creation and annihilation. That is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. All Vedic literature, they say the same thing. So we have to learn from upright sources. We can be informed perfectly about paravara, para and avara. Avara means this, inferior nature, and para means superior, paravara thing. Tartali mayyama sirajarpa ananta brahmanda jaha kothariyapa. Now, after this spiritual world, this material world that is full of innumerable universes. Devidham nam tar jivgar vasi. Now this material world is called Devidham. And jiv means conditioned soul. In this Devidham, conditioned soul, there are two kinds of soul. Conditioned and liberated. Nitya, Maddha, Nitya, Mukta. Just like we are, similarly, there are living entities in the spiritual sky also, but they are ever liberated. They never become conditioned. We are conditioned, we do not know somewhere, but we are conditioned. So, jeans are basi. In this material world, we conditions, we are residents. But in the spiritual world, the residents are all liberated souls. Jagallakhi rakhe jaha rahe maiha dhati. Devidham naam chaar jeev jaar bhati. Jagallakhi rakhe jaha rahe maiha dhati. Eighteen dhame hai Krishna Vishka. Eighteen dham. Then now what is that three system? The Devi Dham, the Mahesh Dham, and the Hari Dham. Hari Dham is spiritual birth, and Mahesh Dham in between. This Mahesh Dham is the destination of Nirvana. Nirvana, the Nirvana philosophy, the Buddha philosophy, that is between this Devi Dham and Hari Dham, Mahesh Dham, Mahesh Dham, in between. They are liberated also, but not in the spiritual world. The marginal place is called Nirvana. Their material existence is finished, but their spiritual development is not yet. The finishing material existence is not all. Just like one man is suffering from fever, and the fever subsides, that is not health. Fever subsides our life. Fever has subsided. But healthy life is, man of hands will work as a healthy man. Simply saying, no more fever. No more fever lying down on the bed is the Nirvana state. No more fever. There is no fever. But he is not competent to get up from the bed and work. So that is called Nirvana. The fever is finished, that is perfect. So when material existence is finished, that is Nirvana. But you have to go further. You have to develop further. Then your real constitutional life and spirit soul will be manifested. So that is Bhakti Mark. That activity, healthy life, after Nirvana. So those who are in Krishna consciousness, they have already passed is material existence and Nirvana state. They are in healthy activity, provided he is actually engaged in Krishna consciousness. So, 18 Dhamir Hai Krishna Vishwa. Now these things have three systems of existence. The material world and the marginal place, Mahastam, and the spiritual time. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, we have learned that Jagadatyana Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramam. That Dhamma word is used here. Dhamma means place. Everything. Krishna is proprietor of all places. But that does not mean that we should remain in this. Because this is also Krishna's place. No. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, he finds that Krishna says that dhutam salavatam asma. Amongst all kinds of seeking professions, I am gambling. Krishna says that amongst all kinds of cheating business, I am gambling. In gambling, it requires some expert brain how to play gambling. So that expertness, that part of expert endeavor is Krishna. So we should not think, because Krishna is gambling also, so let us engage and devote in gambling. No. Krishna is everything. Krishna is everything. But we have to select favorably, not unfavorably. Sarvam phalidam brahma. Without Brahma, without Krishna, nothing can exist. Everything existing on his energy. The same example can be given. That every department is government department. Therefore, if a prisoner says, yes, I am in government department. That sort of knowledge is not very good. Because prison department is also criminal department, is also government department. So instead of becoming in the university department, let me go to the criminal department. That is not possible. You have to select. Krishna is everything. So, Krishna says that every dhamma, every place belongs to him. But, Jagadatyana Nivartante Tad Dhamma Paramagma. There is eternal dhamma. Where going, nobody comes back. That is my supreme dhamma. So, we have to associate with the supreme. Krishna is everything. But we have to associate with the supreme, the best. That is Krishna consciousness. Golok 18 Dhamir Hai Krishna Vishwa Golok Parabrahm Prakriti Vishwa. So that goal of that spiritual sky is beyond this material manifestation. Tishakti Vibhuti Dham Tripad Aishad Janam Mai Vibhuti Atpad Vidham. Kripad Vibhuti Dhamasya Kripad Bhutam Hikat Padam Vibhuti Maniki Sarva Prokta Pada Mita Jataha. Because Krishna's energy is manifested here, mind means like imitation, parvhat. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is stated that Urdhamolam Adhusaka. Here, the original tree is presented also, but how it is presented? The urdhva moolam adho shakha. The root is upward and the branches are downward. I think you may remember several times you have discussed how the root is upward and branches are down. Have you seen any tree? Yes, we have seen. Where? In the reservoir of water or in the reflection, you see, the real tree is upward, but the reflection is down. Therefore, this material world is reflection. It is not real. Just day before yesterday, I was pointing out the reflection of the sun from this side. So that reflection is flame. It is giving light, everything. But it is reflection. It is imitation. It has no value. Similarly, all this material world, it appears very nice, as if everything is all right. But nothing is all right. It is simply a temporary illusion. That's all. Therefore, it is called mind. It is not the real thing. The real thing is here in the spiritual world. Therefore, Krishna says, if you return to that real, above, then you haven't got to come back again to take birth in this material body. The dhamma dasta, sanyi vastanti, the dhamma paramam. Natas bhāsayate suja, natanna napāvaka. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. So there is no need of sun, there is no need of moon, there is no need of electricity. These things are there. Tripad vibhuti krishnena bhaktva vacha ekpad vibhuti sunaha vista. Lord Caitanya says that the whole energy of Krishna is divided into two. The inferior energy is manifested, that is, one-fourth energy. And the superior energy manifested in spiritual God, that is, three-fourths. Now, just try to understand one-fourth first, then you will understand three-fourths. Lord Caitanya says that Sripad Vibhuti Krishnena Bhaktva Avasa. It is very difficult to describe the three-fourth energy. Let us try to understand one-fourth energy, first of all. Ekpad Vibhuti Sunaha Mukta. And what is that one-fourth energy? Ananta Brahmanda Jato Brahma Rudragan Sri Lok Pal Sabti Tahanagana. There are innumerable universes, and each universe, each universe contains one Brahma, one Shiva, one sun, one moon, one Indra, like that, officers, just like that. So, there are innumerable universes, so innumerable Brahma, innumerable Rudra, innumerable sun, innumerable moon, everything. But each Brahmanda contains one. So, how it happens, it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Lord Caitanya is reciting that story. Agdin Dharukate Krishna Dekivare Brahma Haila Dharpal Janaila Krishna. One day, when Krishna was king at Dwarka, with 16,000 queens, so, one day, Brahma of this universe came to see Brahma Ila Dharpal Jana Ila Krishnare. And as the same etiquette was there also, this is also coming by parampara. Just like a big man, or a big officer, he has got his doormat. He has to present your pass. I do not know what is the system here. But India, that is the system. You have to send your card and you go man. Get the card and the permission comes, then you can go in and see. Similarly, when Brahma came, he sent you a card, informed the doorman, please inform Krishna that I have come to see him. Krishna kahen kona Brahma sinam kaha dariyasi Brahma re pushyarva. As soon as the doorman told Krishna that Brahma has come to see, Krishna at once replied, which Brahma? Which Brahma has come to see me? So, Vishitahariya Brahma Dharike Kahila, Kahagya Sanak Pita Chaturma Kahila. When the doorman inquired, that, which Brahma you are, sir? So he replied, that you are astonished, is Brahma, Oh, I'm so powerful. I've got four heads and I created these gods of university and I'm doing there are so many demigods. How is that? He's Brahma. So, all right, Krishna has asked, tell him that Sahagya Sanapita Chaturmukhai. That tell Krishna that I am a four-headed Brahma and the father of Sanatanata. Sanatanata, he is giving his identification as father of Sanatanata because this Sanatanata appears to be greater than Brahma. Although these four Kumaras were sons of Brahma, Sanatana, Sanatkumar, Sananda, and Sanatana, these four Kumaras, they were so elevated that when their father requested, at that time there was no population, so that you get yourself married and increase population. I want population now to fill up this vacant position on this material world, universe. So they refused. Father, we are not going to marry. We are not going to get married. So they remain Kumar. So they become very famous, great devotees of Allah, from very child. So therefore, Brahma is very intelligent. He is the first creature of this universe. So, may Krishna forget that who is Chaturmukh Brahma. So he is giving identification that tell Krishna that the father of this Sanatanat, because Krishna cannot forget pure devotees like Sanatana. So this is his example that the father is giving identification with the credit of his son. His son were more creditable than his father because they were great devotees. Okay, let's explain. Any questions?